welcome back to The Blank Canvas, the show in which we speak about visual culture and creative community. I'm Amanda Coulson, the director of the National Art Gallery, and you're listening to 96.9 Guardian Talk Radio. Again, don't forget you can go to our website and listen to the show if you missed the beginning, where we were speaking all about Furniture Plus's Art from the Heart competition. We're going to run through how you do that at the end of the show, so please stay tuned for that. But we're all now going to turn to Jalan Harris, who is an artist who is opening a show tomorrow night at Dungalik Studios. And Jalan's here in the studio to tell us a little bit about that. I haven't seen you, Jalan, in a couple of years. You used to actually work at Hillside House. I saw you all the time. And then you sort of disappeared. I didn't see you that often. And then, you know, I saw you were doing a show and I was like, oh, great. And then I discovered through all the material for the show that a lot of this came out of your experience of young motherhood and that you've just had a baby, 2 years ago. So tell us a little bit about this journey you've just been through and the show you're opening tomorrow night.
Okay, well, I called it Sankofa because it's a term that I hold dear to me. It actually originated from the Akan tribe, from the Twi language. It means to go back and get it. And I tend to refer to that phrase when it comes to, I guess, nurturing and being a mother, because everything that comes so natural to me now is because my mother did it to me, you know. So it's basically going back into the past and learning from what you've learned, you know, and applying that to your future endeavors and stuff like that.
Isn't the image of Sankofa, isn't it a bird?
It's a turning
backwards.
On my wrist, and I'm wearing the Sankofa.
Oh, right. It's on your t-shirt.
So I'm promoting that straight through. But the show basically just speaks to my experience or other aspects of motherhood that I that spoke or stood out to me a lot, mainly with Jamila's, my daughter, few months of life. I nursed her, I breastfed her, and it was a struggle to keep consistent because I went to work probably after 3 months, and I learned that, you know, I feel mothers should definitely take some time off, like more than 6 months, to recover after something like childbirth. So after going back to
work, that would have been nice. Yeah, I went. I actually was editing a catalog in the hospital. I went straight back to work the next day. But yeah,
that was crazy.
But you know, I just did the thing. I just strapped her to my chest because I was running my own business then. So I just took her everywhere with me.
Yes, actually,
I mean, I say it as sort of a joke, but it wasn't a joke. My husband and I used to always say, well, what do women in Africa do? Like, if they're living out in the bush somewhere? Because, you know, when you first have a kid, you're just like, oh, my God, I need this and I need that and I need whatever. And we were like, let's simplify. If you lived somewhere where there weren't all these problems, how would you deal with it? Let's simplify. And I really found that just, you know, simplifying was actually, in a way, looking back as well, looking back at how before things became so complicated.
Right.
I was like, you know what? I'm just going to keep going. I'm going to strap her on to my back, my chest. I'm going to stop when I need to, and I'm just going to keep going. And somehow that's how I got through. But yeah, a year off would be nice.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Yeah, and it's funny, speaking because I had a Maya wrap, which is from the Indians.
Right.
All my kids. And at one point, I had one strap to the front and one strap to the back.
Right, exactly.
In a Maya
sling.
Yep. And that's how my babies were for the first 14 months.
Yeah.
In a sling.
Yeah, and very close to the heart, in fact. So actually, we're connecting everything. Close
there
to
you
it.
Go.
No, but it's true, right?
Yeah.
Well, and so these are paintings?
Yeah, it's actually a mix of things. I dabble in a few mediums. It's painting and photography, and I experimented with epoxy resin. This is the first time me really playing with it, so it was really interesting. And I'm also making breast milk jewelry. I started...
Oh my, there I am telling people to turn off their phones, and I left mine on.
Well, yeah.
So I got to reel that back a minute. Breast milk jewelry.
Yes, I came across this video on Facebook where this, I'm not sure where she's from, a European lady, she did these really beautiful jewelry pieces where she somehow preserved the breast milk and put it into stones for people to wear. It's like a memorabilia thing. It is awesome. So I said, I have to incorporate this somehow into the show because I breastfed for like 20 months. So that was a long time. It took so much of my time in between pumping and storing and all of that stuff. It was
ridiculous.
That's
no joke.
Yes.
It wasn't. So I wanted to incorporate that in the show because I felt like that was the majority of my early motherhood. So I did a lot of experimentation and a few failed attempts at stuff, and I finally got a way to preserve it. I actually dehydrated the milk.
Mm-hmm.
We have a dehydrator at home, and then I it turned into like little clear flakes, so I just crushed it up and I put it in, mixed it all up, and just started experimenting with certain things.
That's so awesome.
So it's been fun. I've been making pendants and stuff ever since, so I'm gonna display a few of them at the show. I have my boyfriend, he's wearing one, I'm wearing one currently right now, and yeah, so
that's fascinating. I never would have thought you could do that. That's amazing.
And kind of just battling with organic, you know, mm-hmm. products. They tend to be unforgiving at times, so I'm still in the experimentation mode. So I'm still watching it to see, you know, if there's any change in color or mm-hmm. consistency mm-hmm. and stuff like mm-hmm. that. But so far, it's been pretty successful.
It's interesting because so much of motherhood is tied up by the feeding, right?
Yes.
And like,
oh,
I think
everything.
You know, people don't really, and it's interesting. It's becoming more and more mm-hmm. something that people talk about now too.
Right.
I know. I mean, I'm now, my kids are 15 and 12. So even that difference, I think mm-hmm. 15 years ago, the attitude towards breastfeeding in public was very different to what it is yeah. now. Mm-hmm. I mean, still it's
still
hesitant,
a bit
but
intense,
I think,
intense,
you know, and then, you know, again, working mothers, right? In my mom's time, a lot of women didn't work, so it wasn't an issue. Yeah. But now we're thinking about, you know, you go back to work, you're pumping because everyone. I mean, we're getting off the topic of art, but I find it. I find it. I find it so interesting.
But again, you say that. I mean, I think that think about how creative a woman has to be breastfeeding and, and working.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That to me is one of the most creative things that mm-hmm. we face in the world today as women. I mean, I remember going to Furniture Plus and my baby. All three of them. I mean, I traveled for work and all three of them traveled on business with me. And I remember walking into the furniture market, you are not allowed to take children.
Mm-hmm.
And I had my son, my firstborn, in a Maya wrap sling on the front of me. And it's cold when mm-hmm. we're there in North mm-hmm. Carolina. They thought I had on a pashmina. They had no idea.
They were
I had
like,
a baby
exactly.
strapped to the front of me breastfeeding for an entire week.
Yeah.
No clue. Because he was such a good baby. I mean, they all were, because I find that breastfeeding babies are very calm.
Well, and actually, if you keep them close to you like that very often, they're calm too.
That in itself. So I was very creative in the sense of I had this gorgeous cream Maya wrap that was slung and it looks like a pashmina on top of me. To me, it's very artistic. It's very out of the box.
It's true.
It's very, you
know. What's interesting how actually both of these topics, so Jalan, your whole, I mean, again, your whole show that you're doing tomorrow night, and it starts at 6 o'clock for people that want to go at Dungalik Studios, which is down on Village Road, is about this kind of experience of motherhood. And you know, there's lots of images of you know, the baby and the child, and you know, the Furniture Plus thing we were talking about before, the art from the heart, is again geared towards children.
Yes.
So it's interesting how much, you know, as women in the workplace still, like, we do so often go back to that experience of whether we're having children, whether we want to support children.
Yeah,
just support children in general. And and I think it's interesting that we're all here in the studio, and that's still something for all of us. I don't want to ask how old you are, but I think you're probably quite a bit younger than me. I will come right out and tell everyone we talked about how old we are. We also, we are over the 30. I'm 50. I'm 52. And so
really?
I just think it's interesting. Yeah, yeah, really.
She looks fantastic. Where's her wow?
Okay, well, thank you. But I'm just saying, like, no matter sort of what age you are, it still seems to be something that is.
It's compelling.
You know,
it's
compelling.
Hard. Yes. Mm-hmm. And I love the words. Please say it again. Sankofa.
Sankofa.
Sankofa. Again, go back to where you came from. There's
mm-hmm.
so much that I also think this generation recognizes. I think so much more so my kids are understanding that if we look back, mm-hmm. there's so much magic. There's so much that's profoundly beautiful with the world that we don't have to go to the Western-made medication, for example.
Mm-hmm.
Look to the earth for the healing products.
Definitely.
You know, look
and,
right.
And look to creativity.
Yes.
Because
right.
again, you know, you go back to prehistoric, you know, people were mark making.
Mm-hmm.
People were creating tools.
Yes.
And that all comes from a creative drive. And I think we're coming back to that. So I think this, it's quite powerful that your show is called Sankofa, and it's about this looking back. I think we are getting to a period, this not so much here now, because I think, you know, we're still emerging as a society in a way, but like if you look at the States, there is this idea of craft people are turning away from fast fashion, fast food, fast whatever, and they want things that are handmade.
Natural.
And the people that are doing well are like handmade guitar, handmade leather, this, you know, craft beers, organic food. Like, you know, I mean, we're working at my art fair, we're working with a chef who forages for all the food. He goes out up the mountain and he comes down with whatever he found and he makes his food from what he found that day. And I think those things are becoming like really, they're coming back into fashion in a way.
Absolutely.
And it is a looking back. Right. It is, I don't know how to use the term, but it seems to be, you know, Sankofa in that.
Recycling and, you know, just bringing old ideas forth into new ideas. So
wonderful.
Where did you hear the term? How did you come across that?
Well, it's one of the many Adinkra symbols. These are symbols based in West Africa, and they kind of deal with more so virtues. There's one for beauty, adaptability.
You probably know the symbols if you saw them. They're quite common. They quite often appear, in metal gates, often.
Sankofa, the heart, it actually shows
the heart
in
shape
the
like this.
Metal gates.
And then also, in fact, the inverted... the inverted symbol that the Nazis used, which actually means peace, but they took it to mean something else. And, and the star shape and a lot of shapes that you're actually very familiar with come from African culture.
Beautiful.
And you see them very often in put into things in patterns. Like you'll see like patterns with them.
A lot of
and they have different meanings, right? Mm-hmm. But I don't know all the names and all the terms.
It's a lot of stuff. I think it's just a lot with faith, balance, just basically virtues that you kind of follow by.
Yeah.
And all of them are represented by a symbol. So, yeah, Sankofa really speaks to me.
So your show has jewelry and art.
Jewelry
and
painting,
art and
jewelry.
And 3D and a few prints. And I actually do digital collages too. I just do a mix of things. I wanted it to be just a few snippets of what I could do. This is my first solo show I've done. Group shows before, like the National Exhibition and Transforming Spaces and stuff like that. So I just wanted this to be a challenge to see how I could balance having a child and using these ideas to create a body of work that I guess some people could
relate to.
It's actually really interesting as well, because I don't know if it's because I'm living here right now, but I find a lot of Bahamian artists do more than one thing.
Yeah.
Like, they're not just painters.
I think
they're
that's
not
a theme across this generation,
it
too.
It might be something across
this,
but I
really
do.
I feel people don't feel limited anymore.
Flexible,
they want to express in many different areas.
I mean, it's going to be interesting
really
to come to your show. It sounds like I'm going to walk in and feel like there's three artists, but I think it's something I'm getting used to happening now, is that, you know, artists are no longer just one thing. They're experimenting with all these different mediums.
Yeah. Well, I think also we as the consumer, the person on the receiving end, are open to that as well. I think we're far more, I thought they were only in black and white, photographs or whatever the case may be. I think we too are hungry for that creativity in that. And I think that also speaks to what the world needs more of. And it doesn't necessarily need more artists, but it needs more art from the heart.
Exactly.
For us to have an expression of. And it might not be that we do it, but that we experience it, expose ourselves to it, have an environment that evokes an emotion that makes us feel something.
Yeah, absolutely.
Whether it's peaceful tranquility, whether it's energy. I mean, sometimes I want to be in a certain arena because I want the energy to be up.
Right,
sometimes I want the energy to be low. And depending on what my needs are, I will expose myself to that kind of environment. So I think that we are becoming more aware and more conscious of what we need, because the world is moving so rapidly. And so in order to slow down, we have to be conscious of what is it that we're really feeling and what's happening inside of our physical self in order to know what is it that we need in order to get to that space that we need to get in order to be the best lawyer or the best, architect or the best artist or the best, whatever, sales associate, whatever it is.
And creativity actually is underpins all of those things.
Yes.
To be the best
forget,
any of those things.
In the creative economy too, I mean, it can be difficult to stick with print or traditional methods alone for sales purposes. I mean, if you can translate your theme, your look, your visual art into jewelry, into things that, people can buy a pair of earrings, they might not necessarily commit.
You've got a broad portfolio, we could say, right?
It's a good idea. It's smart.
It's really
clever. It broadens your reach and it makes you more versatile. And sometimes, like, you're in an experimental stage, you don't quite know yet what's going to take off. Suddenly, the demand may come, and that will sustain you to create the next art. Mm-hmm. Whereas sometimes financially as an artist, it's very difficult.
It's not easy financially as an artist if you just do the one thing. Exactly. So it's very clever that you're going into all the different mediums. That's amazing. So we're going to have jewelry, we're going to have photography, we're going to have digital collage, painting. Okay,
breast milk jewelry. Yeah. And also, I have these other sculptures too that basically the same concept, but they have breast milk in them. So I made molds of my actual breasts, and then I mixed it with the epoxy. I added the milk and stuff like that.
I love that.
So I have like three of those. They were actually just experiments. The first mm-hmm. one, I initially was going with one, and it didn't turn out the way I wanted, and then I ended up doing two more. So, and they just look so good together, so I'm like, I might as well just put them all in, you know? it was really time consuming.
I love how motherhood is inspiring you to just do all this crazy stuff. Fantastic.
I'm just wondering, for the freezer there might be some more milk left.
I know, right? Exactly.
We could dig some out. Yeah. What a waste.
I know, right? If only we'd known the white gold. So just to let everyone know, so Jalan Harris's show, which we were talking about with the painting and the sculpture and the breast milk jewelry, is tomorrow night opening at Dungalik Studios. The show is entitled Sankofa, The Madonna Diaries. It is your first solo show, which is really exciting. And that opens at 6 o'clock tomorrow night at Dungalik on Village Road. And then, of course, Christina and Nikki were here previously. This show's like changed track, but it's all defined by children and motherhood. Yes. Nikki and Christina were here speaking again about the Furniture Plus Art from the Heart competition, and that is open to basically all children in the Bahamas between the ages of 8 and 18. There's four different categories to produce artwork, which is going to be judged and possibly then showcased on one of these two new Furniture Plus trucks. So please go onto the website to look for rules and things. You can email pack@furnitureplus.com, which is pac@furnitureplus.com. PAC again stands
plus
for
arts and
plus
culture.
Arts and culture,
because we're not just a furniture store.
No, I mean, I know you do so much community work, which is really inspiring. Yeah. I wish more businesses in the Bahamas would follow suit.
Amanda, when we started, when I founded the Charity of Hope Foundation, we'd already been doing a lot of stuff, but mm-hmm. I wanted to really make the message very clear that we were adamant about not just being a store, retail operation of any kind, mm-hmm. whatever business we were in. And I will tell you, a lot more businesses have gotten involved in the community like never before. Yeah. I mean, 30 years ago, there were very few of us mm-hmm. That spent time and recognized the value of the community. And without the community, we are not a business.
Well, I was going to say, without the community, you don't have customers.
No,
so
we don't.
It's even in a business's best interest to support the community.
Yes. And in an island economy,
it's necessary.
You have to look out for each other.
And if you think about this competition, I mean, I couldn't do this without the National Art Gallery. I want to thank you guys so much. We would not have understood. Where are the rules? There were so many things. And I said, Nikki, I have no idea what I'm supposed to put on this. I said, I want to call Amanda Coulson. You know, that right here, mm-hmm. just with this competition, it's a community between yourselves as a National Art Gallery, Nikki Saddleton with the branding strategy, and then, of
Dion
course,
Benjamin.
Dion Benjamin at Smith Benjamin. I mean, she's put out the newsletter. It was mm-hmm. on Tuesday's newsletter. This is all about community just mm-hmm. in a competition. That's four really amazing women and companies that have gotten together to do something magnificent for the community. I couldn't do that on my behalf, so I myself had to internally create mm-hmm. a community, and of course my team at Furniture mm-hmm. Plus, whom without this could not happen. I have to do a shout out for Cam Chang, who is my art director, and he is just incredible, has put all of this packaging together.
The posters are amazing, everything looks incredible.
Yes,
so
thank you.
I'm excited to see the buses.
But I will say, for those of you that want to know who is doing the judging, because I think that's also very important so that they realize this is not not going to be something that's not artistic or anything. It is the National Art Gallery's part of the judging committee. Nikki Saddleton herself, who is a creative director and brand strategist, Dion Benjamin from Smith Benjamin. Mm-hmm. And then we will also have myself as part of the Furniture Plus team. And we are looking to have two artists join. So there will be a panel of seven judges. Mm-hmm. Or five to seven judges, I should say. It will be certainly based on many of the criteria that are on. I would encourage you to go to our website at furnitureplus.com, check out our Facebook page, call either of our store locations, 397+, 352+, or 367+, Nassau, Grand Bahama, and Abaco, or come in. As I said, for those artists that want to go and make sure you have the right size paper, we have those in store, limit one per artist, so that we can hopefully get as many artists as possible.
I know for one that next time I'm stuck in traffic, if I get to look at a fantastic drawing made by a young Bahamian person that's telling me about their happy place, it's probably going to help me go to my happy place.
Yes.
Thank you from all of us in the Bahamas for that gift, because let me tell you, the Nassau traffic's getting crazy.
You're used to it.
Right, exactly. So I really want to thank all of you for being here tonight. Jalan Harris, thank you so much for coming in to talk about
your show.
People listening, please come out tomorrow night and support Jalan in her first solo show starting at 6 o'clock at Dungalit. Christina and Nikki, thank you so much for coming and speak about Furniture Plus's Art from the Heart competition.
It is our pleasure. Thank you for having us.
My pleasure, totally. And all of you listening with children between the ages of 8 and 18, please get involved and do that.
And young adults.
There's some great prizes, $2,000 gift certificate, public exhibition of the artwork, a place at the free summer camp at National Art Gallery. So it would really be awesome. So really, there's a lot going on in our community, and we need to thank all the participants that make our community so exciting, especially for visual culture and the creative community, which we love to talk about here on Blank Canvas. I'm Amanda Coulson. I'm the director of the National Art Gallery of the Bahamas, and you've been listening to 96.9 Guardian Talk Radio. I want to thank you so much for listening. Have a good evening. Good night.